A door opens in the dark. A wolf howls in the night. That shudder you feel means it's time for Brooke Lewis, Slice Queen.
Slice of Sci-Fi. This is your Slice Queen, Brooke Lewis. And I just returned from a wonderful weekend in Franklin, Indiana at the B-Movie Celebration. And this B-Movie Celebration is really something special. So any of you sci-fi horror fans, B-Movie fans, indie film fans, you really need to get your butts out there next year to the B-Movie Celebration. And this is thrown by a producer, Bill Dever. And a special, special, special thank you and shout out goes to Bill Dever for producing just an event that was just full of fun and wonderful people and wonderful indie films and a tribute to B-Movies. And we can't thank you enough, Bill. Thank you for having us there. Thank you for, you know, thinking of something for the indie filmmakers, because sometimes we always, you know, we feel forgotten. And this is just a great event. And I flew in last week and I stayed at the Ashley Drake Inn. And another special thank you goes out to Kim and the family at Ashley Drake Inn. Again, if any of you ever get to Franklin, Indiana, I highly recommend a visit and stay at the Ashley Drake Inn. It was a bed and breakfast that is so beautiful, so quaint. I felt like I was in Europe. It was off the chain. And so that's how my journey there started, and it was incredible, and it was the most scrumptious, home-cooked country breakfast I have probably ever had, being a New York, Philly, LA girl. And so it was so great. And we got to dine with everyone that was staying there every morning. It just really felt like a home away from home, so thank you. And the celebration goes on with the screenings, and the opening night was Monster Cruise, and I got to meet the infamous Jim Wynorski, who, you know, did Chopping Mall and hundreds of films. Everybody should check out Jim Wynorski. What a wonderful, interesting man Jim is. So hello, Jim. And his whole crew, amazing. And composer Chuck Sereno, who won an award. So we're going to get to that in a minute, Monster Cruise. And I want to say shout out to Jessica Cameron, who is a young, gorgeous scream queen actress. She was in the film. And Jim O'Rear and Brian Wilson, they came up. And everybody knows Jim O'Rear from Scars Magazine, and Stacey Dixon, who's stunningly beautiful as well, from Scars Magazine. So I got to meet a lot of people that I correspond with, you know, and read about stuff from Scars that I had never met in person, although Jim and I did meet at Horror Hound Weekend. And they all came up, and just fun, fun, fun. So that opened the festival, Monster Cruise. Everybody check it out when that comes out. And then, of course, none other than Slime City Massacre screened on Saturday, and Greg Lamberson, I Love You, and The Little Movie That Could, starring Debbie Rashawn Lee Perkins, Robert Zabe and Mary Bogle, all the posse, Keelan Patrick Burke, and Jennifer Beal. I'm going to go on and on and on, but I had the good fortune of acting in Slime City Massacre, and again, you know, this low-budget indie horror sci-fi action flick that got me nominated for the Golden Cob Award that I've been getting such amazing feedback for as an actress, and I am forever, ever grateful. So much, much love goes out to the Slime City Massacre crew, and it screened, and we had a nice sized audience there, and everybody seemed to really receive it well. So thank you, everyone, for coming out to support Slime City Massacre. And then, of course, Saturday night were the Golden Cob Awards, and what an honor that was. Like I said, Slime City Massacre to be nominated for Best Scream Queen of the Year for Slime City Massacre, which is essentially, you know, Best Actress, and I will hold these memories near and dear forever because I won, and it was an honor and a privilege, and I am humbled, and thank you, everyone, all the fans who voted and supported me on this. I can't tell you how much it meant to me. And I got my award. It's on my shelf, and it's a big star with a little golden cob on it. How cute for Indiana's, all you Indiana people. I'm thinking about you. And so is my shelf right now with the corn sitting on it. So that was so special. And congratulations to all of the other winners. And I want to definitely say hello to, from Los Angeles, Elizabeth and Brenda Fees. They came out from L.A., and they are directors, producers, filmmakers, powerful women in the Los Angeles indie horror and film community. And so it was such a pleasure to spend some time with them. So congratulations. Elizabeth won for Best Emerging Filmmaker, the Golden Cob Award. And there's just so many great people that, you know, deserve to be recognized, and they were at the B-Movie Celebration. And then there were, you know, seminars about filmmaking and about internet, you know, blogs, and it really covered the gamut. So it was just a great experience, and I wanted to share that with you guys. And, of course, there were tons of other special guests and everything. So, again, Bill Dever, you really did a wonderful thing, and I will remember it always. And I'm shouting out and saying hello to all you Slice of Sci-Fi fans. I have a lot going on and coming up, the Scream Queen this Halloween, and I will be reporting to you. In fact, I will make sure that I give you a report on the Hatchet 2 premiere that I will be attending tomorrow evening. So excited. Go Hatchet 2. So love you guys, and you'll be hearing from more of me very, very soon. Love and slices.